Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure. Good evening. A pleasure. Welcome, everyone, tonight to our shir or dinner. So if you want to leave now, to come to the dinner part, and you'll still get schar halicha, I guess. It's a pleasure to be here learning with everyone together. I'd like to thank Martin and Shira Goldberg for sponsoring tonight's shir. We wish them a yashikoch. The shir is the zechus for Refuah Shleima to Martin's friend Ari, Chizki Yo, Moshe Ari HaKohen, Ben Devora Rachel. You should have Refuah Shleima. And as we bench Rosh Chodesh this week for Chodesh Adar, which is the Chodesh, which was Nepach, Miyagun L'Simcha, Omei Afela L'Or Gadol, from sorrow to joy and from darkness to the great light. So we hope he too should have a Refuah Shleima, and hopefully our learning will help him out in that regard. Purim is obviously a very exciting holiday. And it's a yontif where especially the children, but not limited, get very excited about the costumes. It's one of the unique mitzvos or minhagim halachos where a person gets to express their creativity. It's always exciting to see who's got the most outlandish costume, the funniest costume. Kids get very into it. Someone sent me an email. One of the local schools had to make rules because it was creating a certain pressure and a fighting among kids of who's included in whose group for the costume. So they made grade-wide themes, and everyone in that grade has to... I mean, now you're going to have, like, Hilchos costumes. But it's exciting, and we're excited by it. You go to shul Purim night, Purim day. Many people are dressed in costumes. And I thought it was an interesting topic to address. I don't think we'll get to the other topics tonight. This ended up being longer. And I think the many reasons given reflect ideas about Purim, which are very powerful, whether one's going to wear the costume or not. What's most interesting is that in all the Rishonim and the early sources that talk about costumes, don't explain why we wear costumes. They take it for granted that we wear costumes. They're addressing a halachic problem that has nothing to do with Purim that arose from wearing costumes. What was that problem? Begad Isha. So all the Rishonim, and you'll see in source 1 and source 2, discuss how can it be that men are wearing women's clothing, women are wearing men's clothing. There's an issur in the Torah of a man not to wear women's clothing. So how could that be? But they don't explain why in the world are wearing costumes in the first place. If you take a look in source 1, it's a sefer called Sefer HaMaskil. He's a Rishon. He's a nephew of the Rush. And the student in the Maram Rutenberg. And he says, very interestingly, he says, Tova Tanchil of the Shalva Tirash. He means you'll inherit goodness. Imtishmurilab the Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. If you're careful to not wear women's clothing. Kigon, who is this a problem for? Bachrim, young, you know, Bachrim, students, young men. Hanosnim Tsif Barashim, they put some kerchief on their head. The Lovshim Big Day Nashim, and they wear a lady's clothing. Bechanukah. Chanukah, Purim, Ube'es Nisun. So these people, Al Tia Echad Ke'echa Mehem B'davar Ra'azah. Don't do that. Don't be part of that evil. That feeling Taseh L'Shem Mitzvah, even if you're going to do it L'Shem Mitzvah, Yotza Schar Behefsid, Elef Monim, 1,000 times over, you're losing any schar with the loss of wearing women's clothing. And in source number 2, the Ma'ari Mitz, he defends the practice. He says, "Al devar levishas hapartzufim shenogim lubosh bachrim v'gam besulos zekeinim imnarim." Sounds like it's not just children, young, old, man, woman, bepurim. He says, "I see people who said it was mutter. I saw people who say it was usher. Don't tell me it's usher because I live by gedolim chaside olam tzadikim, and their children, their wives, their sons-in-laws and daughters-in-law all wore costumes of the opposite sex, and they had no problem with it. So it's not a problem." Okay. So, no one's addressing why in the world is there this custom. There's wear costumes, don't dress like a man if you're a woman, and don't dress like a woman if you're a man, but you wear costumes. So I want tonight, because we'll see, this made it into Shulchan Aruch. I'll get to you in a second, Harvey. This made it into Shulchan Aruch. Where this comes from, why are people wearing costumes, what's the point? I want to maybe address why the minhag moved away from Chanukah. I don't know. Anyone here dresses up on Chanukah? For Chanukah's purpose? What? Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen people in Hanukkah at a wedding. A shtick, right? That's not a new thing. Usually, it's not costumes. It's some the chassan's old jerseys or whatever. But so not costumes. Yeah, you've seen that. Yeah, yeah. And I'd like to try to understand where this comes from. I don't want to address the heter. You'll see, it's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch about a guy wearing women's clothing and a woman wearing men's clothing. That's really a lot of the halachic discussion goes that route. Bekitzer, in short, I'll preface it with a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was asked, there was an issur in the Gemara for a man to dye their hair. This is in the Gemara. There's an issur to pull out a white hair, and there's an issur to dye one's hair. Rav Moshe was asked if there was a person who wanted a job, and he wasn't going to get the job if he looked very old. Not because he wasn't able to physically, he was able to do the job, but they weren't going to hire him if he was old, so he asked Rav Moshe if he could dye his hair. So Rav Moshe said, if you ignore the Gnevas Das problem, leaving that aside, that's an issue, to trick someone to think you're younger when you're, he wasn't old, he just looked old, so maybe it's not Gnevas Das. Rav Moshe said, it's not a problem. Because Rav Moshe says, you're not dyeing your hair to be like a woman or look like a woman. You're dyeing your hair to get a job. So the iser is to be medame, to try to look like, to try to do things that women do. So it's not a problem. So maybe that's the heter here, but I want to leave that to the side. I want to understand why we wear costumes. And it may into Shulchan Aruch. In source 3, Shulchan Aruch, even the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. He just says, Mashinagu Lubos Partsuf from Bepurim, the custom to wear masks on Purim. The Gever Lovi Simlos Isha Visha Kli Gever. Man wears ladies' clothing, lady wears man's clothing. Ain Isser Bedavar. Meyacher Shein Mischavne El Simcha Bama. The Kavan is for Simcha. It's not to be like a woman. The Chein Ben Levishas Kliim Derabanan. You can wear Kliim Derabanan. Get those Uggs out. The Yesh Omrim Dasser. Some people say it's Usser. Aval Mina Kisvar Roshona. So again, even the Shulchan Aruch, all he's talking about is men's wearing women's clothing. Women's wearing men's clothing. I mean, today this is a big Ramah in terms of all the transgender issues, which is also not the topic for tonight. But there's no mention of why we wear costumes. So does anyone have heard reasons, no reasons?
It's outward happiness.
What does that mean?
You're supposed to be happy. So it makes you see people wear
it. It makes you happy to dress up as a king, as Haman?
I don't think
you're wrong. I'm saying
there are costume parties and things like that.
I think it had to do with my panos of yolim that people would come.
Good, we'll get there. Nister.
Okay,
Nister. So what does it mean? So since
things aren't what they say,
things are the same. Good. What else?
It's in the Megillah. It's the whole.
Okay. Good. So let's go. In source number 4 is the first explanation I like to discuss is the Eliyahu Rabbah. And this is beautiful. The nice thing about the shir is, please, as your children or grandchildren are discussing the costumes and what they're, and my kids have been talking about this for months already, I lost in my vote for what the family costume was going to be. I'm a little upset about that still, but okay. But as our children are getting their costumes ready and talking about it, grandchildren, we can explain to them the reasons. And it's not just about, you know, it's not just Halloween. But it's something. It could be something meaningful. The Eli Rabba says, there was this minhag to change into more chashuv clothing. Efshur, it's possible. Zecher l'Mordechai. It's a zecher to Mordechai. What's the zecher to Mordechai? Yeah, what happened when Haman paraded him through the city? Yatsa b'levush malchus. Right? Yeah, it's... So as a zecher to Mordechai, who was a pashut yid, who is now being dressed in the royal clothing, we too change from our pashut clothing to our royal clothing. Now that explains maybe like 10% of the costume. It doesn't explain why a kid is Ninja Turtles or Power Rangers or a football player. You do see sometimes people dress as the Kohen Gadol. So then, Daily Rabba continues, and seemingly out of place, Uba Megillah, Vatamayin Hamalka Vashti. We know Vashti, the Megillah says, was hesitant, refused to come when Achashverosh called her. So why did she refuse, Chazal say? Either she had pimples, that's what they tell us when we're little, or she had saras. So my time alone, what's the reason you want to come? Omar, I don't know if it's Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi or Sheparcha Tzaras. So why is he quoting, why is the Rabbi quoting this? What? The other Rabbi is telling you we have a zechar to wear nicer clothing because of Mordechai. Mordechai was lavash belovus lavash yatsa belovus malchus. So what does that have to do with Esther? I mean with Vashti? So I saw in a sefer called Minhag HaVasein B'Yadeinu, he says the reason the Eli Rabbah has a second explanation, he's explaining the source of the minhag to wear less chashuv clothing. Some people wear more chashuv clothing, and some people on you see people dressed up as a garbage man, I don't know. So that's also a zecher to the whole reason why we were able to be saved. If you think about it, the first real nes, or what was looked like teva, but was really nes, was Vashti refusing to go. Achashverosh was going nuts. Having her killed, now you need a new queen, Esther, and that set all the motions. That miracle happened because she all of a sudden also had her look, so to speak, changed. She had saras. Maybe that's why the El Rabbah is calling this. It's also a zecher to the nes of Mordechai and the nes of Vashti. That's reason number one. Reason number two, turning the page, is what Harvey was alluding to. There's a halach on Purim. Ein midaktikin b'mos Purim. Normally, if someone comes to the door to collect money, someone's in shul, so without getting into all the halacha, but you're not obligated to give money to every person who asks you for money. A person's allowed to be responsible, not allowed. A person should be responsible, because if you have X number of tzedakah dollars to give, you have to make sure you're giving to someone who's actually needy. A lot of communities, you have a teudah to allow a person to collect, where there's a vad, there's a group, there's an organization that will look into, not every, unfortunately, I know we could be naive, but unfortunately, not every person who comes to collect money collects money. So a person's allowed to do a bedika, a person's allowed to check and ascertain whether the individual is actually poor. On Purim, that's not the case. Ein medaktikin b'maos Purim. We don't check. Elakol misha poshet yado lito nostin lo. Anyone who sticks their hand out, we give them. So, the later achronim say, that's the idea. Purim, there are a lot more people coming out to collect money. There's a lot. They might be, all year, maybe they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed. But they know on Purim, so they're going to be able to do well, to maybe be supported for a couple months. So to save their embarrassment, we all wear costumes. We all wear masks. I don't know who's who, and therefore a person can collect money and not feel the fear, the embarrassment that people are going to know.
That doesn't really apply today anymore.
Because most people don't wear masks.
Because people aren't embarrassed.
Oh, because people aren't. I thought you were going to say because people don't wear masks. Usually every part of their body is in a costume except for their face, because they want people to know what costume they're wearing. So if you cover your face, it defeats the whole purpose. But maybe people aren't as embarrassed. I don't know if you're right. It could be that if people weren't embarrassed, we'd have even more people coming to collect.
That's what I was going to say. It's very important that they mention over here the Bosh Park Sufim, but it's not just the.
Right, right. But in the later Svarim, they talk about costumes. Then I see what I think it was Jeffrey said. There's a sefer called the Ohev Yisrael, the Apter Rav, was one of the early Hasidim. It was the time of the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech Milujinsky. He was the start of the Mishmeres Hasidus. So he says something very, very interesting. If you take a look in source 8, I want to read part of it inside. Very, very nice. He says the Yesh Lomer Al Pisod. It says in the pasuk, "Aval sara ishtecha, you let us lecha ben the karasa shmo Yitzchak." So Hashem tells Avram, "You're going to have your wife Sarah's going to have a son, and you call him Yitzchak." Okay, ulahavin tama davar lamet siva habori baruchu baruch shmo lekaro shmo Yitzchak. Why did God command his name to be Yitzchak? What? Because they laughed. Like what? Why was his name Yitzchak? The Yishlomer, the Yitzchak who lashon tschok. The chedva v'simcha, the yitzchak, tzchok, is laughter, is joyous, is happiness. Asher nizhav that which happened, al yidei leidas yitzchak alav ha-shalom, yitzchak avinu alav ha-shalom, b'chol ha-olamos, in all the olamos, whatever that means, all the worlds, up in Shemayim, in all the worlds, there was a tremendous simcha, because what happened with Yitzchak's birth was, hishtanus midavar el hipucho. the change from something to its opposite. Why? Avram, what was Avram's midah? Chesed. Avram was all about chesed. Yitzchak, we know, Gevurah. Gevurah is the complete opposite of chesed. So chesed, according to the Apturav, the levush, the clothing of chesed, or what it represents, is water, and Gevurah is fire. They're complete opposites. Says the Apturav that people enjoy, people feel a tremendous simcha when they see something that they're not used to seeing. When they see something that's completely antithetical to what they're used to, they have a happiness. They have a joy. And he says, in the top of the left column, the last word of who? Adas Mashal. Misha Mishana Begadav Haruyim Lo Tamid Lefi Ercho. Someone who changes the clothing that he normally wears based on this person. The Lovesh Begadav Acherim Asher Ein Darko Bekach. And wears clothing that he's not used to seeing. Everyone gets a geschmack. Everyone smiles. You see a person dressed in something that's so crazy for that person, it makes people happy. Right? Makes sense. He says, "Kmosh and a rom b'meipurim, kasher ish Yehudi mishanam abusha v'lovish bigde isha." When a man, all of a sudden, you laugh. It's funny. You see a man dressed like a woman. It's funny. Oakum, you see a very firm person dressed like a non-Jew. I remember last year Ami was the Rebbe, right? You had that with the real beard. It was funny. It was very funny. I can't wait to see what's going to be next year. Nasa simcha v'ched v'aydezeh. Right? So he says, when you see a lady wearing ladies' clothing, so you don't laugh. And you see a man wearing man's clothing, you don't laugh. But all of a sudden, the same lady's clothing, which you saw on this lady, now you see on a man, and you start laughing. It's funny. So, says the Aptera, that's the idea. If Purim is a time of simcha, it doesn't make us happy. Very powerful. We're making other people happy. But us, wearing a costume, maybe even so far, for a man to wear a lady's clothing, a lady wearing a man's clothing, we're people get a simcha. You go to shul, you see certain people are very creative in their costume. I mean, we could go around the room, the funniest costumes we've seen, they laugh. The funniest costume I ever saw, funny/creative, that was one year in YU at the Chagiga. Two twin, now you can't do this. I mean, you get yourself fired from any job. Two guys, twins, dressed up as Serena and Venus Williams. It was amazing. It was amazing. The blackface, which now you can't do. Short tennis skirt, tennis racket around the thing. It was amazing. It was funny. You laugh. You're happy. They're making other people happy. So by us wearing, our children, whatever, wearing creative costumes, it causes the people who see us to get a geschmack, to get a feel. That's Mishnichnas Adar, Marv Mesumcha, make other people happy. I thought it was a very interesting idea.
My wife had blackface 1 year. She was a flossy, a cleaning lady. I don't think it would go over.
You can't. I'll be honest with you. I'm very nervous because it was 7 or 8 years ago. My students on TABC thought I looked like Ronnie Turioff. Ronnie Turioff was an NBA player. At the time, I played for the Knicks. He had like cornrows, a beard. I can show you pictures. They thought I looked like Ronnie Turioff. So for Purim that year, we had a whole thing in school. I said, I'm going to be Ronnie Turioff. So I got, they don't sell his jersey because he stinks, right? They don't sell like the bench, you know, the scrubs jersey, but they sell the t-shirt with the name and number on the back, right? So I got that t-shirt online. I got Knicks shorts. I got a big orange the knee socks, whatever. I painted my face and my arms black. I replicated his tattoos with fake tattoos, the neck tattoos and everything, and a cornrow, a wig. And I looked like Ronnie Turioff. And if I'm worried because I don't have any pictures. If pictures get out, I'm going to get fired from the shul, get fired from the school. Like, you know, every guy here is like burning their high school yearbook. It's funny, but it's not, you know? Anyways, that's a... That's the third reason. This year I'm not going to be Ronnie Turioff. Reason number four. This is a reason that was made, I think, famous by the Bnei Saskar. Based on a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara in source number 9, very interesting back and forth. Shalu Talmidim es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The students asked Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, why are they obligated to get killed? The decree was that every Jew was going to be killed. We were saved miraculously. But what did Jews do to deserve such a terrible decree? So great, any teachers in the room, great teaching method. Amar lahem, amru atem. You tell me. It's a good question. What do you think? So amru lo, so they said to the Rebbe, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, mivnei shenenu misu'udaso she'oso rasha. They went to Achashverosh's suit. Now, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say they went. They enjoyed. They benefited. Could be they had to go. Maybe it was going to be too much of an issue if they don't go to the king's. They benefited. They enjoyed from the party. And that was a party where they celebrated the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, right? V'kelim shonim. We laid in the Eichatu and they took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. You see? There's no more Beis HaMikdash. They're celebrating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Jews went and had a good time. They deserve to be destroyed. So asks Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Im Kain, Shebeshushan Yargu, Shebecholom Kulam Yargu. Wait a second. Who went to the party at Achashverosh's palace? The Jews in Shushan. And the decree was, Lahashman Alargus, Kol Yehudim, the whole world. So that's a nice reason that they went and they benefited from the party. Then why are all those Jews going to be destroyed? The Medrash answers, because Kol Yisrael Arivim Zebezeb, but okay, leaving that aside. So Amrulo, so now they said to him, good, Rebbe, you don't like Arpshat, so Emor Ata, so you tell us, what did the Jews do? Amar Lehem, Ibn Eish, Shtachavu Letzalem. They were bowing down to idols. So Amrulo, wait a second, B'chi Maso Panim Yesh B'davar? So why were they saved? If they, during Avodah Zarah, they deserved it. So they deserved it. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu save us? There has to be some Zechus. So Amar Lehem, he, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, responds to his Talmidim, excuse me, Heim lo asu el lefnim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo asa imahem el lefnim. Rashi explains, they did Avodah Zarah, they didn't really want to do Avodah Zarah. They didn't believe in Avodah Zarah. They did Avodah Zarah because they're scared. They're scared of dying. So it was only external. It was only external. Internally, in their heart of hearts, they didn't believe in that Avodah Zarah. So since it was only external, Kadosh Baruch Hu also only made the decree external and didn't actually carry through. Very nice, Gemara. So comes along the Bnei Yisachar, and he says something very interesting. He's quoting from the Rav Moshe Chagiz. He says as follows, Minag Yisrael Tori. The Minag is important. Nagul Ishtanos Mabushim Shonim. The Minag is to change clothing, bizmana suda, interesting, at the time of the suda, the simchas perm, and during the happiness of perm. The lo davar reku, it's not for nothing, it's not empty. V'hinei hisbonanti min acharachim b'toraso shalav v'fursa ma'aram chagiz, shehu l'zecher ma'asho amru chazal, heim lo asu el lefnim. It's a zecher to this Gemara. What happened? The Jewish people was only on it was only on external. Right? They didn't really do Avodah Zarah. Afikos Baruch Hu lo'asai ma'am elefnim. Al-kein mishtanim bizman ha-simcha mabushim shonim velo nikar ha-panim shamihu. Just like there, it wasn't internally, they didn't really want to do Avodah Zarah. It was just kalapi chutz, it was outside, they were bowing. So too, on a point of the zecher to that, we don't really know your insides, it's just on the outsides we see it, but your outsides are not in sync with your insides. It's not toko kubaro, the outside is different, so that's what happened on Purim, to Zechar for that Gemara. Nice, okay. Let's get to the final pshat, which I think is the most powerful and tells us the most about Purim, and I like to address it via one of my favorite pshatim. If you're a Remez Gematria guy, you're going to go bonkers. If you're not, you're also going to go bonkers. So either way, you're going to go bonkers. It's an amazing pshat. Now, the opening Mishnah Megillah. Megillah, Nikres. We know the opening Megillah. Becharasar, Shnemasar, Shalshasar, Arbasar, Chamishasar. Megillah can be read on 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, depending on when Purim falls out, and the villages, and the cities, and the walled cities. Maybe we've seen that Gemara in Megillah. But Megillah could be read in 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And ends the Mishnah, Lo Pachos Lo Yoser. So what does that mean, Lo Pachos Lo Yoser? Not earlier, not later. Okay. The Mishnah needed to say Lo Pachos Lo Yoser? No, it says 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So we know Lo Pachos Lo Yoser. Okay. To make it even worse, Rashi, Lo Pachos Lo Yoser, Lo Pachos Me'acharasar, Velo Yoser Me'chamishasar. Not less than 11, not more than 15. I remember my first semester, my first man in YU, our Brian Spiegel was still there, And there was another Rashi like this, and he said, I'm not going to do the impersonation. He said, I don't understand. Rashi's Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus did discover America. Rashi doesn't need to tell you that. Lopakos Leyoser. You don't even need Lopakos Leyoser. The Mishnah says 11 through 15. Rashi, the Mishnah says Lopakos Leyoser. Rashi says Lopakos me 11 and not more than 15. Shkoyak, we know that. What's Rashi doing? So the Turi Evan asked this Kasha. The Kashali, in the middle of source 14. In Kain, Havlai Mishnah, Shane Tzricha. You don't need it. Kevin Yutana, Miguel, Nikris, Midalvi Tezvab, Pshita, Shane Laaktim, Vlola Acher. And he has a whole answer based on Pshat. Now I'll tell you an answer I heard based on Jerusalem, which is amazing. We know Kosh Baruch has many names. The main names are Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Shem Havaya and Shem Adnus. The Gemara says in this world, Olam Hazeh, we refer to Hashem with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Shem Adnus. We don't say Yud Kei Vav Kei. Lasid Lavo, when Olam Haba, Mashiach comes, we're all going to refer to Kosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Havaya. Why is that? Shem Havaya is this Yud Kei Vav Kei is God's presence in a very open and revealed way, in the Nigla. And not until Olam Haba do we experience that. This world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nister. He's hidden. We don't see him. We don't know. He's there. And that's a Shem Adnus. That's the Gemara Pesachim. So listen to this. Megillah is read 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Right? Yud Aleph and Yud Beis is? Yeah, help me out. 11 and 12 is? And 13? 36. It's not hard math. 14 and 15? 65, which is Gematria. Sorry? Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Shem Adnus. Megillah Nikreis, Beit Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. 65 Adnus. Lo Pachos V'lo Yoser. Says Rashi, Pachos Mi Aleph is? Pachos Mi Aleph is? 10 and Yoser Mi Tezvav is? 16, 26 is? Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shem Havaya. Megillah Nikreis, Beit Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. Megillah is read Be Adnus, which is God's presence, Nister, hidden. Lo Pachas L'Yosha, you can't read it on 10 and 16, 26, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's Begali, that's missing the whole point of the Megillah. Hashem's name does not appear in the Megillah. The whole Megillah, the whole Purim, and we can talk about this for hours, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in a hidden way. Everything that happens in the Megillah is Nister, 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 Nister. So the Mishnah is saying, Aderek Drush, Taderek Drush, but the Arizal already said that you could learn Ramazim from Mishnayos, but Aderek Drush, the Mishnah is saying, to read Megillah, it has to be Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It has to be with the lens of Nister. If you look at Megillah on the lens of Nigla, open, you're missing the whole point. Maybe that's, I don't know if that's Pshat and Rashi. No, I shouldn't say it. It's not Pshat and Rashi, but it's a Remez, very beautiful Jush. If that's true, some Mefarshim say, very beautifully, we understand the whole point of costumes on Purim. The whole point of Purim is that what we see, we're not really seeing. What we think we see, what we think we're going on, it's not true. There's something behind the scene. Esther's taken, why was Esther taken, and Big Son and Seresh, and where we go through the whole Megillah, every pasuk in the Megillah is totally, yeah, oh, it makes sense. No. There's something behind the scenes running the whole show, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nistar. So as another remez to that, I'm looking at you, and you look like a Ninja Turtle, or whatever, you look like Vashti, but that's not you. That's not you. And by doing that, it gets us realizing that really everything we see, everything that happens to us is a mask, is a cloak, is something to blur our vision for us to realize that there's something really deeper there, which the Ribbono Shel Olam pulling strings. It might take 10 years. It might take 20 years for us to realize why certain things happen. I'm speaking to my students about this all the time. That was college acceptances and yeshivas in Israel and seminary. And we don't know. We don't know why things happen. But everything that's happening is a Kadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes. So I'm looking at you, but I don't see you. I don't know who you really are. That's the maybe another idea. It's just explained why we mask the face on Purim. Another good. I want to take a. I want to mention one of the reasons, which I didn't see anyone say, but I thought of this kind of on my own. It's very, very simple. A lot of times we there are people we're in argument with, the people we're in a fight with, the people we don't like. So when you don't know who's who on Purim, and this happens all the time. You go to a chagiga, and all of a sudden you're dancing. This happened to me. You're dancing with someone. You have no idea who it is, and you're dancing, and you're giving a big hug, and they take the mask off, and it's like, not that I have the biggest enemy in the world, but the whole point of Purim, we know, is to also foster camaraderie with Shalach Manos. And when Haman said, Yeshno Amecha Mefuzar Mefurad Bein Amim. So when we can't judge people based on the way they look, we can't judge people based on their clothing, we don't even know who's who, it enables us to have that friendship and that love with everyone. So that's what I got in terms of reasons for costume. Just to review before I get to a quick, some interesting halakhic things I saw. But in most of these reasons, it makes sense why it's limited to Purim, and the minhag didn't develop with Hanukkah and maybe weddings. But I mean, some of them do. The Eila Rabba, it's a zecher to the nace of Mordechai, who's Yatza B'Lavush Malchus, maybe also to the nace of Tsaras, so to wear the lower clothing. It's to hide the embarrassment of the poor who are going to collect on Purim, called Poshet Yad Nostun Lo Emedaktikin B'Mos Purim. So I don't know who's who. You could collect money. I'm not going to, you don't have to be embarrassed because I don't know who's who. The way of Yisrael brings Simcha to everyone. If that's true, then Chanukah, you could eat Shavuos maybe. Pesach, Sukkot, anytime there's a time of Simcha. So dress up in crazy clothing, and it makes people, it brings a state of Simcha. It does. It fosters a certain spirit of Simcha when we're dressed in these clothing. Maybe it's a zecher to the Heimlo Asur al-Fnim. It was something only chitzoni, but not pinimi. And then finally, this idea, based on Mishnah Megillah, the whole idea of Purim is the Nistar. Everything is really hidden. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes. So till you see me, it might not be who you see. Okay, I want to address a couple of things. There's a famous picture I put in the email. It didn't really come out good here because of the black and white, of like 8 Hasidic kids walking Geula dressed up as a Santa Claus. I don't know if you've seen that picture, if you got the shul email. Excuse me, you see it here. It's not as good because of the color. So is that okay? You always see some people dressed as priests, as the Pope. So I saw that they quote in Dershim Mishnah, quotes Rabbi Yashiv, who says it's to dress up as a priest. Yeah, I don't know how Santa Claus fits in to that. But dress up as a priest is a problem. Because it's a Shayach L'Avodah Zarah, it's a question whether Christianity is Avodah Zarah or not. Most posts, I believe, think it is. So then he says there's a prohibition of Shem Elohim Achrim Lo Yisham Al Picha. We don't talk about it. We don't remind ourselves of it. So to dress up as a priest, Rabbi Yashiv says, is a problem. The Dirsh Mishnah also says to dress up as just a non-Jew. Is that okay? Maybe that's a problem of Chukas Akum. I don't know. Or to try to be like a non-Jew. People want to be Haman. People want to be Achashverosh. People want to be, I don't know, I'm sure half of Philadelphia is going to be dressed up as Bryce Harper this year on Purim. No? Probably. So Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says it's mutter, but ain royal lassos came. I shouldn't say that. If I'm looking carefully, he doesn't say to dress up as an non-Jew. He says to wear malbushe nachrim. I don't know what would be considered non-Jewish clothing today.
Like what's
I don't know. He says Rebbe Achashverosh Haman. So that wouldn't be for to be Bryce Harper. I mean, his beard is better than mine. But to dress up, to wear malbushe nachrim. So to dress up like Haman and Achashverosh. Probably the Stipler said in his days in yeshiva, and this is wild. Every year, the guy in the they had a simchas Purim. I don't know if it's a spiel or just whatever their shtick was. The guy who dressed up as Haman every year ended up leaving the yeshiva and going for the arch. Coincidence? I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. And finally, the last two things I saw, which were fascinating. The Stipler says that in 1973, someone wrote, a rabbi wrote an article in the Hamodia in Israel saying that it's usher to dress up as a clown on Purim. Because that's what they do on their Yemei Hololus. I don't know what days he's referring to. Is there a day that are non-Jews, one of their holidays, they dress up as clowns? Oh, you're right.
You see at the circus, and they say the circus in theaters are some of the places that
Oh, so he means him all the way back then. I thought he was referring to Yimei Holus Bizmanenu. Interesting. So the stiper said, or it's the Chazanish and Latsar, he said, absolutely not. He says, first of all, you find already in the Chida 200 years ago, people, Jews were wearing, dressing up as clowns. He says the opposite. The non-Jews took it from us. That's why I don't think he's referring to the Gemara. The non-Jews took from the Jews, dressing up on Purim as all these different kind of things. That's where the non-Jews got it from. So there's no chukas akum like the poskim say about flowers and grass and the shuls on Shavuos. Even though the non-Jews do that, they took it from us. So things they took from us is not a problem of chukas akum. And then finally, this is, I could not believe I saw this tshuva by the great 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 uncle of our own Jonathan Teitelbaum. Only great uncle, even more yichus. Rav Vosner, the Shevet Alevi, he says like this: can a chassid? This, yeah, you can't make this up. Can a chassid dressed as a litvak daven that way for mincha? Or for us, maybe a litvak dressed as a chassid. Why would that be a problem? Because you're only not a daven the way you would stand in front of a king. And a chassid would never dress like a litvak in front of a king. And a litvak, Chaz Shalom, would never dress like a chassid. If this is a tshuva, he writes this in tshuva. Asher Shal. Binyan Asher Harbi Nohagim B'tach Boshes B'porim Hachlafas B'gan Kagon Litoyim Shdraimol Olehepuch. In Mutulis Pal was at Tfilas Minuchar Marv. So he says that's 100%. It's not a problem. He says it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't care about our Chitzonius. I mean, he does, right? You're not supposed to daven in pajamas and rip clothing. There are halachas, but he says as long as you're dressed appropriately, so there's no problem. So if anyone was worried about wearing a shtreimel for mincha on Purim, you're okay. So hopefully, as our children are picking out their costumes, or us, we're wearing our costumes, we'll think of these reasons, we'll tell our families these reasons, hopefully it will enable us to have a more jovial, happy, and freilich and Purim, Be'ezer Hashem.